Solid.
I'm thinking it's a sign that the freckles in our eyes.
Did you say freckles in our eyes?
What?
Is that the lyrics?
No, not at all.
Wow.
How does that song go,
with
Cam?
The freckles in our eyes.
I'm thinking it's a sign that the freckles in our eyes are mirror images, and when we kiss, they're perfectly. And I.
Oh, so we're just making songs that don't make sense no more. That's fine. I'm into it.
Into her nerve, all pieces on the true. It may seem like a stretch.
I gotta worm that word that rhymes with stretch. It's a stretch of a rhyme, but
hit me with it.
If you guys know the song that I'm singing, please put it in the comments, because Beavis is lost.
No, I'm sure it's a song.
It's
I'm
a song.
I'm just not sure that's...
No, it's definitely lyrics. Not the lyrics. I might be improvising a little bit. I might be paraphrasing, but it's
I may be making them up completely, but it's definitely a thing.
It's a thing. Cam and I were just talking about that song earlier. It's by the Postal Service. It's... Cam, don't look away, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Where's your help now?
Whatever. F both of you guys in the A.
We'd like to welcome everyone who hasn't been F'd in the A back to the Everexpanded Universe.
Does that have caffeine, babe?
Where we make
up
food and drink.
Jesus.
I don't know if it
food
does.
And drink.
Today we're making root beer out of a bottle already made.
That's it for food and drink. Next time.
It only has 42 grams of sugar.
Does that have any caffeine, babe?
It doesn't need it. All that sugar?
All that caffeine and...
It's GMO free.
Well, thank God for
Get
that.
Get mom out of here.
Get me off. What?
Oh, that one's good. No caffeine, no artificial anything. Just a buttload of sugar.
Just trying to get me off.
Mm. That was a very unconfident drink.
Almost drowned.
Excuse me.
Dry drowning. That's what Brandon's going to try.
That's a thing.
I know.
Don't you wish that evil upon me?
Don't do that. That is a thing. You're right.
It's not something I can control.
I just got a message.
Cameron, we'll take over this podcast, buddy.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
You sit this one out, sir. You sit this one out.
Although, when our internet provider calls,
I will have to sit out for
please.
A moment.
Please.
No, I think you should do it on.
Please,
the
handle.
No, I already thought about it. I'm totally going to.
When the 866 number randomly calls you.
Yeah, dude. Let me put it on loud so we can actually hear it, too.
Let me move my mic closer to my face so I can relax and not relax. That's a thing, right?
I'm totally. Like resting my mouth on this mic. So.
Yeah, that's your mic now.
Yeah.
This is my mic, everybody.
That was the mic I used to deep throat, so please enjoy.
Right.
What a slut of a mic.
I know, right?
I swear, this metronome. Get off.
No, please, Cam. Please. Please. Guzzle that water down.
Could you hear it? I tried to move so far with the microphone.
Yo. I felt the muscles in your throat.
Oh, God. Sweet sustenance. Oh, God, I'm dying.
We're working overtime today,
right,
boys.
You guys ready? Cam, tell me 5 things that are in your shoe right now.
Why are we clapping during this
game? I don't know.
Dude, all right. 5 things that are in my shoe. Fungus.
1.
Hair.
2.
My feet.
Three.
My feet.
4.
My feet. Manamana.
And a thorn.
Hard.
What a nightmare.
Babe, what are 2 things you don't want on your burger? Oh.
Another burger.
1.
Coward.
And your phone ringing.
Done.
Who was it?
Don't worry about it.
No, I think we should worry about it.
Don't
worry. Yeah, why is your phone flipped upside down?
I don't know. It was Fair Oaks, so probably something expensive, but I don't want to deal with that right now. Yeah.
Fair Oaks. Isn't that where your secret boyfriend lives?
I'm sorry. Diana from Comcast?
Well, I'm open about her. And it's Johan now.
Yeah, exactly.
We're trying to get internet here because we don't have it.
Confident sip, confident sentence.
One of the main reasons we want internet.
I almost pulled a Brandon on the end of the phone. We just had a call from a guy named Johan. He's going to take care of our Comcast for us. At the very end, I've never done this in my life. I'm usually very confident on the phone. I had no idea how to end our conversation.
Yep.
So I just kind of went, okay, I'll see you soon. And he goes, all right, huh? <hung up. laughs>
I do that way too much. Way too much.
We just get where you get super uncomfortable.
Like, no, and like, oh. I'll have a server drop off my meal and be like, enjoy my life. Like, you too. What?
Yeah.
Enjoy your what?
Enjoy your movie. You too. Oh, fuck! Why? No! What have I done? And then you just leave. You don't even watch
just
your movie.
You just have the most cringiest of
me. Just ruined your own day.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just going to own up to it from now on. You heard me. Go on break.
Yeah, right.
Get the fuck out of here.
You want to go on a date? You busy?
Hey,
let's watch a movie together.
Let's watch a movie together.
Yeah.
I already paid for the tickets. Babe.
Yeah.
Can you give me my phone?
No, it keeps... Notifications keep going off.
Don't worry about it. Just reach. Gallantly. I had a question come my way today, and it was for Cam.
Oh,
Cam.
God. What?
Why don't you think you're attractive?
That's a big question.
That was a question on my live today.
I don't want this podcast to be another pity party.
No, it's not.
Did you thoroughly go through all of her notifications before handing her phone back to
her? Are you picking a wedgie right now?
What's happening,
man? I forgot we were recording.
You need help?
I got it.
Okay.
Does wedgie rhyme with white? Continue.
Also, sweet socks, Cam.
Thank you. There's
sweet
little,
socks.
They're like fish bones on them.
Well, now I hate them.
If you wear them for a couple of days, it'll be what your feet smell like. Just dead fish. Why don't you think you're attractive, Cam?
That's literally, it was like repeated on my live today.
Like multiple times?
Yeah.
I think everyone should just mind their own fucking business.
Yeah,
hey,
Johan.
So I had another question. Can any of us do a split?
A split?
Yeah, like one of those.
What's
like
the time period? How long do I have?
I don't know. Like,
the hell's a split?
Like when you.
Oh, the splits.
What are these?
What's the time period? Yeah. Give me a couple
what
weeks.
Do I have time to practice, or is it just like on the spot?
I think she just wants to know if we can do a split.
Oh, currently, no.
Also, Cam?
Absolutely. Yeah, so
is that a negative on your end as well? Negative on the
oh,
split?
Oh, it's a hard pass.
Yeah. Okay. Can any of you guys raise your eyebrows one at a time?
I don't think I...
Like
go a video without doing that.
No, like both.
Same.
Yeah, both. Yeah, but like
no, no, like
boop,
yeah, like
boop, boop, boop,
like
boop,
the corporate
boop.
Eyebrow.
God, what
the corporate eyebrow?
What?
What do you mean?
That's what it's called.
Is it really
corporate eyebrow?
I just called it like the rock thing.
I know. I call it a smolder.
Well, I hate to say both of you are wrong on a podcast, but...
Don't say it.
Can y'all hear the echo from my
Can bottom? Any of you guys whistle? Honestly, like, that's... I feel attacked.
Brandon can whistle really well, actually. He can whistle whole songs. I heard that.
It's true. It's one of the many things I love about you, babe.
Thanks, Brad.
We really do balance each other out.
Okay, can we talk about this real fast?
Yeah, about how you don't think you're attractive.
God damn it. No, something else.
Cam doesn't think he's attractive.
It kind of goes
Am
on
I right?
Yes. It kind of goes on right. par with this. A random number texted me, hi there, handsome. And I was like,
random number?
Random number. And I said, who dis be? And they said, someone who wants to play with you, sexy, with a winky face.
Oh, God.
I'm terrified.
No,
so I
no,
said, dad,
no.
You're drunk. And they said,
dad, you're drunk again.
Yeah, they said, not your dad, honey. Far from it. And I said, go to bed, dad. And they said, what will it take to what do it take to prove to you I'm serious? I want to play with you. You like games, right? I said, I hate games, much like this one, which I do. That's one of my biggest pet peeves is someone texts you and like,
yeah,
hey, yeah. Who do you think this is? I'm like, I know 900
oh
people.
Oh, my God.
If you make me run through the...
It's this millennials.
Is this?
It's it's like when they would cover your eyes and be like,
yeah,
go through it is. Like, oh, I hated that so much.
This is as gross as the one, like the really gross person in the group going, where's my hug? And like putting their arms out and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't even know you.
Bitch, not here.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And, no.
Yeah, when we're alone, I told you, don't talk to me in public. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you guys want to have fun?
Is this? You should ask.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
I had fun on my
Twitter. You got to put read reports on, and then when they ask, who do you think it is? And you say left on red, and then you never.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh, no. I'm not going to respond to this. Cam, also, damn on your messages. Catch up, sir.
How many do I have right now?
177.
Yeah, no. Absolutely not.
How many of those are from your boss?
Good Lord.
Zero. I'm always caught up on yours. I have your notifications on. I turned everyone else's off.
That's right.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. That was gross. I can't do it.
I don't like that. You know they watch the podcast, though.
Who? My friends?
No, the person who texted you.
Yeah.
How do I know? How do you know?
How do you not
know? How do you not know?
Wait, what?
That's dude, if they're
someone found your number.
Yeah.
How?
And they're so into you, why are they not going to watch
your
podcast?
How are they not?
Well, how are they? No, this could be like an old friend or something. You know what I mean? Just being a dick.
No.
God damn.
So I followed somebody back on Twitter today.
No.
Because I'm trying to be better at that because I'm terrible at notifications and following people back. Like, I really do try, guys, but I'll get better. It's a work in progress. I followed somebody back. And she was, like, so sweet. She was so honored. According to her, she was like, do I get to call you Gloria now? And I was like, the fuck?
What?
I know. I was like, what? And I was like, no. You still must refer to me as Optimus Prime. But I was like, why wouldn't you guys call me by my name?
That's so weird.
Right? It was cute, though.
Super cute.
Super cute. And then the pop characters. That was adorable, by the way. I love it.
It is super cute.
I know. It literally looks like you too, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, I just realized it's Prince Henry and the Queen.
Yeah, it's the
idiot.
Duke and the Duchess, I think, of Sussex.
Oh my God. How did I not see that before? Oh, because they were in the box. I just saw the faces and I was like, holy shit.
Well, I'm the dukiest and you're the duchiest.
I always said you were pretty dukey.
I agree with that. You laughing at a Twitter?
What? What, babe?
I see you tweet creeping.
Nope.
Another dude's tweet creeps.
Not. Oh my God.
I'm a tweet creep.
Yo, I had some trolls on my YouTube live today. How do you guys deal with that?
It's called children.
Damn. No, I had a grown ass man being like, let me know what's good when you and that boy break up. I was like, who the fuck?
Let me know when you make money.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, literally.
Let me know when you move out your mom's basement.
Yeah. No, I literally was like, who the fuck are you?
Oh, that's a troll. I think that's just thirsty-ass men being thirsty-ass men.
That is the definition of man.
Oh, God.
You just
and then
roll with
literally,
it.
Literally, why are you ignoring me? And I was like, no, I literally fucking added you and was like, who the fuck are you, sir? It,
by the way, how do you think my fucking lives go?
Oh, God.
I've seen your lives.
It's like copy paste, dude.
I have never felt that. I guess I felt really pretty today. That's what I'm trying to say.
Good.
Is that who's been texting you in voicemails this whole time?
Hey.
Hey, girl, where you at?
What's good with that?
What's
with that,
good?
With that red
what's
boy.
Good?
What's Mr. Dookie up to?
Dookie face Pop Tart.
When Dookie leave, when Dookie shoes leaves you, you make sure to call. Don't have a clever name.
No.
Dookie Shoes was my top notch.
Papa Roach.
I think that was a Tom Segura
joke.
I have to give credit where credit's due.
Dookie Shoes.
Dookie Shoes.
Yeah, I shot him.
No.
Yeah, I shot him. I get that all the time.
What?
It's because my whole demographic is women.
Oh, yeah. How do you deal with it?
You just ignore it, really.
No, I go with it. You gotta go with it.
What do you mean, go with it?
Not people who are like, hey, what's the Dutchiest girl doing? I don't respond to those.
Yeah, that's gross.
I get called the Dutchiest?
Ooh,
no.
We'll give it a day.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
It'll happen. But trolls, you just go with the trolls.
What do you mean?
Oh, I roll with the trolls for sure.
You have to roll with them. Because if you respond like, no, then
they win,
they're
going
to win and come back with friends.
And stronger. Yeah, exactly.
Bigger, better, faster, stronger.
They thrive.
They thrive off.
They do thrive on the dookie. They really do.
They thrive on the dookie.
Mm-hmm.
They love the dookie. They just fly around it.
I don't know. I'm pretty good about dealing with the weird comments.
Me too, actually. I also find, have you noticed, like, the weird comments or the mean comments, right away when you say something to them, they immediately change their entire demeanor.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like they don't expect you to see it. And then you see it and you say something about it, and they're like, oh, my God, I was just kidding. I'm a huge fan. I love you.
Then what's the point of saying it?
Yeah, you're trying to cause some shit. Or you're trying to get my attention, and therefore it worked, and you've won again.
Stir it up. Congrats.
I don't know.
Hope you're happy.
That was the first time that's ever happened to me. I've never really had an unsolicited thing like that, so stop.
How many solicited ones have you had?
That's not... Maybe. I love you, baby.
I sat out of arm's length for this reason.
Oh, God.
These microphones smell good.
Mine smells like Dookie.
I've deep-throated them.
Smells like a new house. I think this is the one that hasn't been in someone's mouth.
That's not possible.
That's probably why it smells like a, I don't know, a microphone. Bunch of perverts. Where's Johan?
Can't relate.
I'm waiting for that call right now.
It's been 15 minutes. I'm impatient.
He said within an hour or two.
Meh.
I'm excited for this call, actually. I'm just... Wait, it sounded like a scam, didn't
Can
it?
Can you answer with a British accent? And then say, no, this is me.
This is Cameron.
This is Cameron. We spoke earlier.
You, Holden. It's just I.
Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo, Johan. It's just I.
Cameron.
No, we have spoke just moments before.
Elementary, my dear Johan.
My dear Johan. It has been so long.
I am the scoundrel you've been seeking.
Do you still play the violin sometimes?
I'm bequeathed, Johan.
Did you say bequeathed?
No, I did.
One letter off from being a word, one letter on from being hilarious. That's your next merch idea.
Bequeathed.
I'm bequeathed. I bequeath.
No.
All my...
No.
Just a juice. I bequeath all my juice.
Oh.
Thank you.
You mean I can't share merch?
No.
Merch revenue?
Yeah.
I want half.
You have
Pop Rocks?
Yeah, the baby.
The whole place has Pop Rocks.
Yeah, the baby was here earlier.
Is that her favorite snack?
Ever.
Currently.
Her teeth are going to fall out of her face.
They already are.
They're going to pop out of her face.
Oh, they are, huh? She lost a tooth.
Yeah. One by one. We're on the right path.
They're going to pop out of her mouth.
We're trying to time her teeth falling out the weekend she's with her father, so he has to pay. It's worked so far.
Well, because somebody over here promised $20 a tooth.
Yeah, because I know she's... What are the odds? She's going to stay at my house when she loses a tooth. I'm throwing all my apples away.
Oh, good Lord.
Good call.
Thank you.
Well...
If one falls out of her sleep, you just put it back in her mouth and send her home.
Yeah.
just crazy glue it.
I can't afford this.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. We just got rent. Xfinity. Johan's about to call. Can't handle this.
Johan, my darling. Johan? I have waited quite a fortnight.
Do not mess with the Johan.
I've been yearning for you, Johan.
My pulsating rod.
God, my womanhood is trembling. For you.
What is your childhood doing?
Jesus,
checking crying.
In. Dear God. Thriving.
Thriving?
Yeah.
I don't know how to take that. You want some of this root beer?
Yeah.
Try some of my boot rear, babe.
Boot rear? I got this for you, babe.
I know.
Because you love it so much.
It's so good.
We should make floats with this one day.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. All good things.
All good things. Did you guys hear that Justin Bieber wanted to fight Tom Cruise?
Okay, what's that about?
Son.
Do you got the scoop on it?
Son, yeah.
Okay, give it to me.
Okay, so Justin Bieber. No, it's literally that. Justin Bieber literally tweeted and added at Tom Cruise and said, I wanna fight with you. Like, let's set it up in the octagon. Why?
Why?
Tom Cruise, the man who literally broke his leg doing his own stunts and still kept rolling? That one?
I don't care about all that, like,
son.
The toughest aspect of it. Why does Justin Bieber want to fight Tom Cruise? What put in his head? Did Tom Cruise say something, or Justin Bieber wake up one day and go, I'm gonna fuck up Mission Impossible, dude?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I think that's what happened, because nothing really solicited it.
He's 25.
I have no idea.
Oh, he's 25 years old?
Yeah.
That's all it is then.
I'm 25, yo. I'm not over here.
You've tried to fight me twice.
Well,
you've got men's hitting you up on the phone all the time.
I didn't solicit that, babe.
It was unsolicited.
It was unsolicited.
I don't care whether you paid for it or not.
Cam, get your boy, please. It was unsolicited. I didn't add anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm not over here saying, hey, fucking Meryl Streep, you want to throw hands? No. Meryl Streep is a...
The summer solicited.
If she's a bird, I'm a bird too.
Summer solstice.
I don't know. Somebody tweeted, and I'm just literally paraphrasing a tweet, but somebody was like, so Justin Bieber...
How do you paraphrase a tweet? It's 180 characters.
It's already 140.
Twitter is paraphrased.
Somebody was like, so Justin Bieber wants to fight Tom Cruise and Kylie Jenner wants to have a Handmaid's Tale themed birthday party. It's just white people trying to get attention again.
That's true.
Again.
Conor McGregor is going to host it.
Conor McGregor is a saint. He's a saint.
Well, he's a part of all this.
He's beautiful.
So.
Love him.
Think of that.
Love Conor McGregor.
Yeah, please, because there's got to be more than that. There has to be something.
I don't know why. I don't know if he just woke up and was like, I want to be the leader of the Scientology gang. I don't know. I don't know.
It's a solid plot.
Set up in the octagon.
Yeah.
There's no winning for Tom Cruise to agree to this. A, if you lose, you just got your shit out of you by Justin Bieber. And if you win, you just beat up a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
There's no way.
The LGBTQ community would be all over him.
It's true.
Oh, wow. Sorry, guys. Oh, there's so much drama going on, you guys.
In general? Yeah. Or with Duke issues? Duke issues.
You ever sit down and your butt cheeks itch? Like, it's not like, not the kind where you haven't wiped. It's just like, they itch. Just like they the tingle itch where you itch it. And then it comes back with a vengeance.
Cam, so has this ever happened to you?
Yeah, I'm nodding over here. More about me.
And there it is. See, that's the relay time. And then it came back for more.
Yeah.
It came back for more.
No, you know what has been itching like crazy for me? My right here.
Whoa, what?
The creases.
And that's our viewership.
The creases, right? The back of the knee.
Isn't that called
the
weenus?
Is it?
Pretty sure.
The weenus. My weenus itches.
Your weenus eye.
Both of my weenus eye. Well, that's not trending anymore. I want to see if I can find it, but it happened. It was
I've been wearing
thing.
A hat this whole time.
Right now, what's trending is Baby Fat is making a comeback at Forever 21.
Baby Fat?
Is that a rapper?
Baby Fat and Doogie Shoes.
Back at it again.
Back at it again. No, Baby Fat. You guys remember Fat Farms?
Yeah, PHAT.
Yeah, PHAT, Fat Farms. So, homeboy's wife started Baby Fat.
Oh, that's right.
Jesus. You remember that? Yeah. And then it got cut, and now it's making a comeback at Forever 21.
Why, though?
As exactly. Like a joke? People are making fun of it?
No, it's like a legit thing happening.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know.
I think whether they know it or not, it is a joke.
I think that's fake news.
I don't know, guys.
Fabricated by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Fed to us on a silver platter full of lies.
Jesus, dude.
Go off, Ferris. Go off.
Hand me my dookie shoes.
Tom Cruise, Justin. God, I never thought I'd be typing those two.
I don't think there's much more to it.
Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber beef. Literally the first thing that comes up.
I think Logan Paul is like getting Bieber to fight him.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Which I would watch.
I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight at Dana White?
Conor McGregor. Pick that up.
Son.
His company's going to put it
no
on.
No mames. Pinchy Huston. No mames. He's so. Why? Why?
Is there any information or is that just the tweet?
No, but I that's just I'm reading the paragraph right now. That was the actual, not paraphrased, all 180 characters tweet. No one seems to know why Bieber 25 wants to take on the 56-year-old actor, and reps for both men have not responded.
Missed opportunity.
I know.
I think
he made a lot of money.
Somebody said, I think he just streamed Top Gun for the first time last night and thinks Tom's 26.
I bet the responses are really funny.
Yeah.
Somebody just put, I think Tom Cruise might be able to mess Bieber up. UFC Canada is just, they just did the little, like, looking at. I love Twitter.
I don't ever use it.
Oh, Conor McGregor actually did tweet.
Oh, as if I just said that.
Wait, I'm reading. Thank you. If Tom Cruise is man enough to accept this challenge, McGregor Sports and Entertainment will host the bout. Does Cruise have the sprouts to fight like he does in the movies? Stay tuned to find out.
First of all, I don't think Bieber can fight.
I don't think so either.
He can't fight, right?
I don't think so either.
Can't as in won't, or can't as in physically?
Physically.
Physically is unable to because of his size, demeanor.
And because he's Justin Bieber.
Yeah, he's just never had to do any of that ever. And I don't think he's not like, it's not like, what rapper just started training recently and just looks like he can kick the shit out of anyone? Like Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa?
Really?
Wiz Khalifa started working out. Yeah, dude.
Really?
I think it's Wiz. Let me double check. But I'm pretty sure Wiz Khalifa started like lifting weights and started training, like fighting.
Yo.
Just because he could, you know what I mean?
Smoke weed every day, Wiz? That one? He looks like if I hug him too hard.
Yeah, dude, it's Wiz. So look at this. Look at the change.
No way.
He's yoked.
Wow. Son.
Yeah.
He is huge.
So
look
Bieber,
at that.
Bieber's nothing like this Wiz Khalifa kind of thing happening where Wiz started working out, got jacked, and started training for fighting.
Yeah.
Just because he could.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, no one wanted to fuck with him before, but now definitely no one's going to fuck with him now. But, like, Bieber doesn't have a story like that. Bieber's just still kind of skinny and
wouldn't mess with him.
No muscle and, like, never tried to start fighting. So why is he. Why?
I don't know.
I don't remember being 25. It was so long ago.
Yo.
I've never wanted to fight anyone.
Could you guys imagine like how
I do want to be a boxer though.
How good
I do want to learn how to fight just in case.
You guys I have
this
to
is
boxing.
Your you have the floor.
What?
You have the floor right now, babe.
Oh, saying. I did boxing, Cam. I think you would like it.
I bet
no,
I'd
I was just
it.
Gonna say, could you guys imagine like how good I would look if I actually like worked out and took care of myself and like went to the gym and stuff? Can you guys
look
imagine?
Good now.
I know. I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying, like, could you imagine?
Yeah. If you did what?
If I actually worked out and took care of myself.
Maybe
could
if
you
I
imagine?
Closed my eyes. Hold on.
I'd be so hot if I just took care of myself.
I know.
You guys don't even know.
I'm not going to do it, but could
yeah.
you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Thank you for giving me the best of you, babe. We're going to lose the camera in a second. Aww.
I will do a quick switcheroo.
Sorry, me. Lies on you. Love your curves and all your fat stuffs.
Oh, your dookies.
All them dookie shoes. Oh, Cameron.
Cam, in the pause, you need to put a picture of Wiz Khalifa, yo.
Come on, stop. Shut up. I'm not doing anymore. I'm not playing these reindeer games.
Negative. Please.
They're not reindeer.
Negative.
They're Wiz Khalifa.
I am playing these reindeer games.
Ooh, Photoshop Wiz Khalifa as
as a reindeer.
Half a reindeer,
yes.
Like a centaur.
Doing a dookie.
On some pair of Nikes. Dookie shoes. But you have like a fraction of a second to put that in. Dookie shoes.
With the legs of Conor McGregor. All of it in one. Just one beautiful.
Thank you, Cam.
Love you.
Listen,
okay.
I have to use the restroom real fast, so I'll be back in a moment.
Have fun.
Thank you so much. I think I will.
You're welcome.
In the meantime, you guys just really think about our working relationship and how difficult you make my life every single day.
Absolutely.
Please. Okay, good.
Just wait until you see what we have in store when you get back.
No.
No. I'm sorry that you misunderstood. I didn't mean
no, 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 no. You should go pee now.
No.
I meant to think about how not to make my life that.
Oh.
Yeah, because when you said it, it sounded completely different.
See, what we were thinking were...
Was make it harder.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bye, Cam.
Bye, Cam.
Film it.
Have a great time.
You heard me.
Bye, Cam.
You want to be a star, don't you?
You want to be a star?
Babe, I want to be photoshopped on top of a mountain. For this thumbnail.
Yeah, because we're not climbing a mountain.
No, I want to be photoshopped into it.
I want to have your skin tone on my body. I want him to rip the actual skin tone of your body.
Not my actual skin.
No, the tone onto my body.
Onto your body.
Yep.
And I, so I want my body to come down and to be suspended off of wires.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to look like I'm underwater, that underwater look.
Yeah, no.
But on dry land.
No, the thing is, like, you know how we want this to be space themed?
Yeah.
I want to be floating in space.
I want a third arm. I don't care where you
put it. You got a third arm.
Wait, what?
No, what? I love you so much, babe.
Love you, babe. I love you so much. What's for dinner?
Salmon. We're going to have salmon for dinner.
Salmon for dinner.
You know what? We should have Cam pick us up some salmon.
We should have Cam Photoshop us some salmon to eat. I have a feeling he's just going to mess with the editing on this part.
Let's hope not.
Oh, I should have timed him. I'm going to time him.
We are at 30 minutes, I think. Yeah.
I'm going to time his pee-pee.
Why? What if he has to make a poo-poo? A dookie. A dookie.
That's how I know what he's doing. The people want to know, babe.
Oh.
They also want to know timelines.
Oh.
When did he start dookie shoesing?
Probably right now.
That's
I'm
why
saying
I waited until now.
I'm saying cheeks hitting the ceramic now.
I'm thinking 30 seconds is way too long for him to be gone.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's doing okay. I believe in him.
You think he's talking to Johan without us?
Oh my god, what if Johan called right now? How do you think that conversation's going?
Hey, Johan.
Hi, Cam. Hi, Cam. This is Johan. What up, dude? So we're just going to get right into it.
That's the poop hit in the water. Johan, I have some things I want to tell you about.
All right, bro. Let's get right into it. My name's Johan. I'm going to be taking care of your Comcast service.
What up, Johan? I do edit. I'm a content creator.
The fuck's a content creator?
Exactly. How does no one know what a content creator is?
I don't know. I feel like it's just not... Well, when I called CarMax...
Did you tell them you were a content creator?
Yeah. Babe. And they were like, of what? And I was like, content.
I'm an architect. Of what?
You never hear that.
Architecture.
I'm a trash man. Of what? Trash.
That does...
Content.
Give it some years. What's a content creator?
Well, I don't like saying I make videos in my room anymore.
You can't say YouTuber.
Oh, God, no. I hate saying beauty guru.
Ugh, no one would take that's worse than content creator. What do you do? I'm a beauty guru.
I'm a beauty guru.
Can I get a loan, please? Trying to buy a house.
Yeah, I'm a beauty guru on YouTube. Yeah. No.
That sounds horrible.
God.
I want to come up with a really, instead of content creator, I want to come up with something that I can tell people.
I make content.
No, like something that they ask even more. What is that?
Media entrepreneur.
Video philanthropic.
A full on rapist.
Yeah.
A full on rapist.
And that's why we don't get paid on Facebook.
We're doing fine.
We're doing fine financially. Okay, we got a loan from the bank. The beauty guru pulled through. I think he's pooping.
Of course.
Cam's pooping.
Everybody dropping dookies.
We should... What can we say about Cam while he's not here?
Cam...
I don't think he listens to all this.
Give me a C. What's your favorite thing about Cam?
That it takes him 3 minutes and 30 seconds to pee?
Rock on.
A solid amount of time.
Yeah. It doesn't take you that long.
Yeah, I'm such a fast peer, babe. Like the fastest. In and out, like the restaurant.
In and out?
I am Wendy's. Just.
Like the restaurant.
Like the restaurant.
Burger King.
I have it my way, and my way's quick. Did you swallow into the microphone?
I did.
Babe.
I did.
Babe, I'm so hungry.
Me too.
I haven't eaten anything all day.
Babe, why'd you do that? Well, as soon as Cam comes back, we'll Photoshop us our salmon.
That's a good. Well, should we text him?
Honestly, FaceTime him.
No, last time I did that, he was butt naked.
Word?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Well, Angel did. Angel FaceTimed him. He was butt naked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you see everything?
I did.
Fun?
For the viewers at home, I ain't gonna say nothing.
Oh. Leave him hanging.
That's what Cam did.
Just like Cam.
No, I was pretty little.
Did you hear me, babe? If it was an iPod, which generation would it be?
A shuffle. We're Gen 3. Those didn't work.
Didn't you have a Gen 3?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
You
Wait,
still
iPod or what are we talking about?
iPod.
Whew. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what Gen it was. I never called her by her first name.
Okay. What's your favorite thing about Diana?
Who?
Diana. From Comcast.
I know exactly who you were talking about.
What's your
Do you like how I said who, though? As if I don't think about her?
Aw, babe. I appreciate it. What's your favorite thing about Diana?
How she supports me?
Yeah.
Internet-wise?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing about Mr. Solicitation?
How he's concerned about me? Every 10 seconds.
And dookie shoes.
Yeah. The concern is what gets me. It's nice to just be thought about.
Ouch. I'll have to let Cam know once he gets back.
Can he Photoshop me some concern?
Photoshop me some concern. A bouquet of concern, please.
What'd you do today?
I ate the London snacks that you bought me.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Everything was made of milk.
Everything.
100% everything I ate milk in it somehow.
Yep.
It was pretty good. But then I ate the salted cooked duck eggs.
And still had milk in them?
It was the worst thing I've ever had.
I didn't get you those.
No, but I just threw it in.
Okay.
Yeah. It tainted the name.
What? No.
Of the UK snacks.
Yeah. Don't do that.
I did it.
Babe, you're going to be so sick. Are you going to have to go to the bathroom soon? I'll time you. We are at 6 minutes and 48 seconds.
Cam has been pooping out of his butt for 6 minutes and 55 seconds. That's why I always say, poop before pod.
PBP.
PBP.
PBP, y'all. Poop before pod.
That's what I always say.
Efficiency.
Watch him just go get sushi and come back.
Oh my god. He's not gonna come back.
I'd be so mad.
He's gonna text us. I'm home.
Hey guys, I quit.
Johan called?
I left my computer there. Just email it to me.
I think Johan called.
Can you did you hear me?
Can you Photoshop my computer to me?
That was a good joke. That would have been a solid joke.
That is a good joke.
Have you seen... I watched... You know that guy who's also here? Trevor Wallace? He
Who's
did the
also Ki- here?
Sacramento. He did the Kyle videos.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a YouTuber like that does YouTube videos, but then you see they do stand up?
No.
You've never seen anyone do that?
I don't think so.
It's weird. It just goes to show how different the two mediums are.
Oh yeah.
Because like he's hilarious in his videos.
But his stand up is not the greatest.
I think stand up needs to change.
Why?
I hate stand-up.
Right now. Why?
Because it's all... This is stand-up. Like, he has solid videos.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing stand-up, I feel like this is the format. So the other day, I was at the gym.
You guys hear about this?
Yeah. So the other day, I was at the gym. And this is and this and this. That is this.
Mm-hmm.
And this and that.
Yeah.
And then completely different subject. Like, my girlfriend left me a week ago, and then 5 jokes later is, well, I'm getting married soon. It's like, they're writing jokes, which are probably standalone funny jokes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't flow. And it's such a, ugh.
Todd.
Like, it's not, like, listen to the good people. Dan
yeah.
Cummins. Like, mm-hmm. Kevin Hart is probably the best at storytelling.
I was about to say, I love storytelling when it's done right, and Kevin Hart does it right.
I've never heard him say, like, a typical, so the other day I was doing this. No. He tells, he does what I do, I do what he does, because I stole it from him.
Mm-hmm.
But something happens in my life, I find a way to exaggerate it.
It's that self-awareness that's going to get you so far, babe.
Yeah, create a story.
Yeah. I get it.
It was bad. It's just, anyone who tries to go in a stand-up just has to follow that nasty format.
That formula.
I think if someone got up there, because he's a good storyteller in videos,
mm-hmm.
get up there and then start making, that's why I think I could do good in stand-up if I just took what I do in my videos and took it to a stage.
Yeah.
Tweaked it a little. But
I've always thought you could be really great at stand-up. You never let me see you do stand-up.
Because I wasn't good at it.
I think you're pretty funny.
No, because I followed the formula. It was because it was like I spent all day writing jokes. I had like hundreds of jokes that were funny. But it's hard to go from it's funny on paper to perform it. And then create like a set of just joke. Not a lot of people can make that work. And I'm not that type of comedian.
Yeah.
I'm more of a storyteller. But I never did storytelling type jokes, so that's why I never did good in stand-up.
I think my favorite other than Kevin Hart is John Mulaney.
I like him.
I love John Mulaney.
Big ass
beef. Yeah, like it's follows the formula of, oh,
it was a poop.
No, I got to call for my mom.
No, 11 minutes and 2 seconds.
You can talk to your mom and poop at the same time.
Now I kind of have to poop.
Go for it, babe.
That's okay.
Question for the podcast. I'm watching the wildlife. My question is, did Cam know about Brandon before Brandon met him after a show?
I wasn't anyone.
No.
Are you the guy that works in the back at Yard House?
Yeah. You're the guy almost burned his coworker, right?
Yeah.
Did you work at Yard House and also at Dave and Buster's in the back?
You're a dishwasher, right?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'm still trying to attain that high-pitched TikTok voice you got.
Oh, it's almost impossible. I don't really recreate it, yeah. I'm like really bad today. Oh, I was living with your boyfriend. Yeah, there's no way.
It was.
Here, wait. I'll play it.
It's deafening.
It was so loud. It like, oh my god. How did I even do that? I'm gonna play it. I really think this is it.
I did something like really bad today. Oh, Becky, stop. You are such a bitch. What did you do? I slept with your boyfriend. I can't teach you my voice.
Oh, so.
You reached the highest pitch of falsetto.
Oh, how the hell I did that?
We were talking about while you were pooping with your mom.
Oh, hell, I can't phrase that, but continue.
Well, for one, we put you to work in the Photoshop area. But two,
damn it.
I was telling the Duchess babe about, you know, have you seen Trevor Wallace do stand-up?
No.
I hate to use him as an example, but he was just something I saw yesterday. Okay. I watched his stand-up for the first time. He's going on tour.
How was it?
Not good.
Really?
Love his videos. Like, have you seen a YouTuber go from YouTube to stand-up?
No, never.
All of them are doing it.
And they're really bad, huh?
And it's bad. And I was telling her, I think the reason is because they're all... because the stand-up format sucks and I hate it. Like, that's why I hate a lot of stand-up comedians.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is because it's always this format of, so yesterday I went to the gym and this happened, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then next joke, my girlfriend, da, 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 and then the next thing, my wife, da, da, it's just joke after joke after joke. And it's that nasty format, and I hate it.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of like, here's a joke I wrote, now here's another joke I wrote, here's another joke. They're not, like, intertwined, you mean?
Yeah, like, it's not. Yeah. And we use Kevin Hart as an example of
Kevin Hart,
story.
Yeah.
John Mulaney, and I think Sarah Silverman is one of my favorite at telling, like, stories. Because I think one of the best stand-up stories I've heard is her squirrel story.
I've never heard it.
You've never, yeah, you have. Maybe you watched the stand-up with me.
Oh, yeah. I love that joke.
Yeah. That's a good boyfriend, everybody. No, she told a squirrel story, and it's still, like, the most beautifully told joke on the planet.
Can you recite it by heart?
No, I can't, and it's brilliant. She's just such a good job.
I think it just takes a while for stand-ups to get to a point where they can tell their stories, like, tell their bits in a way that doesn't seem bitty.
Yeah,
I
exactly
agree.
And like mastered it.
Like, yeah. I hate to use this guy as an example, but Louis C.K. has a great job of, you don't feel like you're listening to a joke factory.
Yep.
He ties jokes together. He'll do a bit, it's obviously written down, but then he'll transfer from one bit to another almost flawlessly,
almost
like he's
flawlessly
telling you a story.
Yeah.
Seamlessly. Mm-hmm.
That's what I tried to do when I was doing my stand-up. Came nowhere close. Mm-mm. I just did the joke after joke after joke thing, and it was horrible, and I hated it.
Did people like you, though?
No. Like, I'd have one funny joke. The only things people laughed at is when something happened, and I reacted to it.
In the audience?
Improv.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Like, there was a point where, like, none of my jokes were working, and it was late at the Comedy Spot. Mm. I think I was number 18, and it gets so quiet towards the end of the night.
Oh, it does.
And there's
And you're only really performing for other stand-ups, too.
Yeah, and I think there's a fridge in there that just
hear it running?
Chirps.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it sounded like
a bird or cricket.
It sounded like crickets.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, that's reassuring. And mentioned that. And that was the only thing they laughed at throughout the whole show.
I think it's because I think when you're doing a stand-up, I see this Comedy Spot, too, is like open mic nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's dead in there. Like, a lot of people just, they won't laugh because it's either newbie stand-ups who are terrified to go on stage, so they can't even think about what's happening in front of them, so they can't laugh at anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, veteran stand-ups who are not, they don't, kind of like when we say really good jokes, we don't laugh at them, we kind of go, that's funny. They're doing the same thing. They might give a nod, like, correct, that was well written. Continue. What's more things I can, now what can I pull from you?
Yeah.
How can I use kind of your material, not steal it, but use your styling, something like that. They're kind of like breaking it down.
It's a scary
workplace.
Or
they've heard the joke before already.
Yeah, when I was doing stand-up over there, I noticed
it's the same people.
Same set.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not what this is for.
Yep.
Like, it's to try, make sure your jokes are good. And then, because you normally have a base, and then you go try it out once it works at base.
Right.
And then you work it out. I don't know. Would you ever try stand-up again?
Me? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I basically did stand-up for the past 2 years. In a sense. When you're on an improv team, what we do on the Herald is we tell short monologues.
Mm-hmm.
And my monologues always killed. So basically if I put them all my monologues together, it's basically what I'm telling, by the way, on like my YouTube, my Facebook, I'm just telling those little stories.
Yeah.
And people seem to love those things.
Yep. I think those would pop off.
I think those go so well also, because I really like telling monologues because I liked interacting with the crowd, because you'd hear somebody guess and I'd be like, I know, right? And then they'd laugh at that or whatever you'd say. Crowd work was always really fun for me.
What would you think about doing a stand-up as improv, where you had no idea, you were booked as a stand-up, you went on stage, but you didn't plan anything?
I'd love it.
I think that would kill.
Yep.
They have a lot of fun.
They have a show like that at the Spot, actually.
Do they?
Yeah. And it's one of the shows that I was like, this is so brilliant, I want to be a part of it. And then she never did it again. She like did a couple shows and was like, I don't want to do it anymore. And I was like,
fuck. Was McGillicuddy?
No. Peach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you want to do it anymore?
She would literally throw flashcards up on the screen.
Okay.
And then you would have a minute or 30 seconds to make a joke or tell a story of whatever that flashcard reminded you of.
Yeah.
And you basically
a
did a set. And I love that. I love that. I think Brian King was so brilliant at it because he's just an awkward, beautiful little creature.
Mm-hmm.
I love that show.
The guy on Deadpool, TJ Miller?
Yeah.
You should. Have you seen him do that?
I don't think so.
His improv stand-up?
He's an entire improvised set.
Oh, really?
It's the most amazing. It's better than his regular sets.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's such a good idea. They should have kept doing that.
They should have. It's such a good show. I love it. Because I used to love... You know what I really love doing?
What?
Actually, when we would have rehearsals or practices, and I think we only did one show that they were like, okay, we're going to let you do this, where we just went off of one word. Not monologues, not a story, not a stand-up, but we literally got to ask the audience one word, and we did a whole show off of one word. I think we only did that once as a herald, but we would do it in rehearsals all the time. And that's my favorite thing, when we only got one word, because it really made you just be so quick on your toes.
How would it be different from a normal show? You mean you didn't tell monologues, you just jumped right into scenes?
Just, yeah. Oh. One word, and then straight into scenes.
Gotcha.
That was my favorite.
Those are fun.
Those are so fun.
We got to find a way to put, that was a weird way of pronouncing.
Put.
We got to put. Put improv in your like daily videos. Like find out, because you're so good at improv, that's your background. Like, I don't know why you're not incorporating it since you're a comedy channel.
I guess I could just have like me and a couple friends do a quick improv set like once a week.
Yeah.
But you mean like actually my daily videos?
Well, yeah. Like I'll do a cooking video one day. I'll do a makeup video. I'll do a car vlog. I don't know why you're not doing
improv.
An improv something like. Whether it's say, hey, leave me a comment, do a live, bring some of your friends, but like actually performing improv for people.
Oh, that'd be fun to do a live, and then they can give suggestions right there, like on the live.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I think that would be really fun.
That'd be super fun.
We could join in, or we could just watch, but you could bring all your friends over from the Comedy Spot.
That would be fun.
You could do that on this podcast.
You guys let us know if you want to see any of that.
Give us a word.
Yeah, give us a word. Go ahead.
It's easy content.
Any word. Any word. Give us word.
And just, we need a word.
Just one word.
Go and hit us with a word real quick because we can get started.
And just word.
All right. Well, they don't want to see it, I guess.
A word. A word. Still no word on the fight, guys.
Nothing that you said reminds me of burning a cleaning lady and then just go into a story you already know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I tried to do in improv a lot.
Yeah.
When I first started, I was like, how can I stretch this into a story I already have planned?
Right.
I was like, wait, that's not improv.
You know, it's so funny. Yeah. I hear that happen a lot on stage, especially with the newbies that come on. Yeah. They'll have a story they want to tell. You can tell they're walking, like, I don't have a story to tell. And they'll be like, all right, give us a word. Unicorn. Unicorn's kind of like a horse. Horses run in the forest. Forest's kind of like a jungle. So I went to the jungle the other day.
So I went to Sunsplash the other day.
Yeah, exactly. And they just jump aggressively, like, oh, bud.
Yeah.
We have a system set up specifically so you can't do that.
I think when you have something planned on stage is when you fail hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, because it goes against all the basic principles of
improv. Yeah, it does. Because I think my favorite scenes I've ever done or participated in have been when I literally walk out with just like, okay, well, I heard the word gum, and then I'll just walk out and there's a piece of gum, and then I'll throw in a accent or something. But I think my favorite scenes have been like when I heard bird orgy, I was like, okay.
That's
bird orgy.
That's what I liked about UCB, because the difference between Comedy Spot and UCB, from what I took from it, was UCB was heavy into action first.
Yeah. Mm.
So they would say, like, one of the exercises was just to walk out and to do an action, to not have a plan or a word.
Also, totally. Action walk.
Yeah, so it's like, come out and confidently do something.
That's not a thing, babe. I like that you went for it, though. You're so cute. What?
What do you mean?
Nothing. Go for it.
I don't understand what you're saying.
What are you saying, Maria Gloria? I'm confused,
nothing.
Too.
Nothing. Go.
What wasn't a thing?
Action walk?
It wasn't a thing.
Oh, you fed it to him.
I know.
I don't know if there was a name.
And he
to
just
it.
Responded to it.
I was just assuming you. Well,
that's
you're the
improv
person.
That's improv.
But that's the main thing. I think there's two ways to go about it, but I think that's super cool because you just come out with an action.
Mm-hmm. Action walk.
Yeah, an action walk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If that rhymed with white. Faith says hello.
Hi, Faith.
Hi, everyone. Faith.
I think my favorite scenes that I ever did were ones where I had an idea or something, where you step out and you're supposed to have like an idea when you first walk out, right?
Yeah.
So like an idea pulled from the monologues and it goes through a scene, and someone would either kind of take the scene because they're nervous and they'd kind of like be doing their own thing, and then I'd roll with it.
Yeah.
And I'd go with their idea.
Yep.
And afterwards, I always got the biggest praise in those scenes where they're like, that was really cool. That was like true improv. Or
because you're both supposed to find the funny.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So if I came out, same way if one person walks out and just like kind of blindly says like way too much stuff.
Yeah.
It's like you're not building a house with me.
No.
Like the idea is I bring a break, you bring a break, together we build a house. You're just building the house and it's really shitty right now because I'm just standing here watching you build
exactly.
the house.
You should teach improv on a live.
You're there.
Like weekly.
Oh, shit.
We need to bring Brian on here.
I would love to teach. I used to teach improv. I would love to teach again on a live. I just don't know. It's kind of harder because everyone was in front of their computers or driving home from work or at work. I hear some of you guys do that and watching. And watch me do it. It's hard to teach improv when you don't have like a group around you. That's the only problem.
I think we should bring Brian on here. I love the way he taught the basics and the way he still kind of just talks about it. Because when I went into learning improv, I was like, this is weird. This is kind of scary. I don't understand this really, but I know there's a science to it. And he was just like, so this is it. Super chill. He was my teacher 101 through 301. And the way he taught it was very like, it's fun, have fun, it's two, don't feel all the pressure. And I think that's, he was like, yeah, your best scenes are always going to be when you don't plan it. Because when you're planning, that's not improv. Improv is on the spot, and that's the beauty of it. And if you fail, you fail big. Fucking really fail.
I would love to teach improv. I don't know if I can do that on live. I just realized. It's not like sign language where you can go, okay, this thing, and practice by themselves. Improv is very, like, in the moment in front of someone else, you know what I mean?
I think you could. Use me. Because I'm not that good at improv when it comes to the format.
Okay.
You could use me and say, so this, you'd start with a word, and then we'd do this. And then you could critique it afterwards and say, Brandon did this. This is how he could have done better. And then teach it that way while just getting good content.
That's true.
I think that'd be a good idea. You could do it in a video.
Yeah. There,
you know how many videos I tried to find how to do improv? Before I took improv?
A lot.
Couldn't find any.
You couldn't find any, really? Oh, I'd love... I should just do that today. I should just use, like, a basic thing. Oh, my God, because I wrote out an entire class format, basically called Improv Essentials, like, what to do in improv and how to get started with improv and what you want to learn and practice. And there actually are some things you can practice by yourself, like space object work. I used to practice that shit all the time as a kid. Like, I think we all did as a kid, right? You pretend to hold something. You just take it to the next level. And it was, like, little things you run that you totally do by yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know how people, I don't think like my audience would be interested, but it would be cool. I kind of just want to do that to put out in the world in general, really.
Give a gift.
What?
Give a gift.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I've seen a lot of people, a lot of the ladies are saying they want to start YouTube channels and they want to do improv too.
Really?
So I don't think you're that far off.
Huh.
Because a lot of them are like, I would love to do YouTube. I just don't know what I would do. But if they had improv...
Improv, it's the nugget of life. I swear to God, it's like a seed.
It really is.
I can't write jokes and then perform them on video. Those videos are horrible.
They're trash, right? I can't write my own material either.
No, you can write good jokes, but it's just, I've heard it before, so I can't make it come off natural.
And it's not truly funny to me anymore if I wrote it down. It might have been a funny idea when I first thought of it, but now 2 months later after sculpting it, it's not funny to me anymore, so I can't perform it.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something. You just inhaled a yawn.
I did.
Oh, our camera stopped.
And we are at an hour.
Should we just stop now?
Let's call it now.
All right.
Honestly.
Waiting for Johan.
He still hasn't called?
No.
What?
I know.
Johan, you scoundrel.
And it's been an hour, too. That's really grates my cheese.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. When he calls, you need to be like, who's this?
Yes, sir. New phone. Who this?
New phone. Who this?
That pricks my pastries.
Johan.
Don't be such an angry Jimmy.
Johan, that fondles my pancakes.
All right, well, that's the end of...
MG, do you want to leave us with a little couple words of wisdom?
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Cam. So what I really have been trying to get off my chest... I've been feeling this way for a while, so I'm just going to say it.
I'm very interested to hear the entire thing.
All the way through.
Improv, ladies and gentlemen, at its finest right here.
So I went to the gym the other day and...